From the infamous Kelsey Recordings in Northern California, comes the greatest music podcast ever conceived. It's time for In the Meantime. Here are your hosts, Frenchco.
What up? Wow.
It's us French girls.
Intro sounds different because I don't have that pitch shifter on it anymore, which is shitty, but it'll do. You know what? They told us we can't do it anymore. They told us, man, you guys are never going to get back in the game, but guess who's back in the game? It's fucking French girls with In the Meantime podcast. The In the Meantime podcast on iTunes, on everywhere. Go fuck yourself.
On your say, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I'm going to contribute to the podcast.
Big S.
Woo! Yeah, dude, it feels good to be back. I was just looking at the last time that we opened this, and it said we hadn't opened this project file in like 4 months.
Ooh. Yeah, we...
Yeah, slacking.
Yeah, I decided we got to get back on it, though.
Yeah, we just... Well, Cody, you and I just did Mark Nelson's podcast, and it kind of just like lit that fire up again. It was a good time.
Fun. Made me want to do it.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. I think we have to jump on it, too. I'm sure there's a couple bands that do podcasts, but until there's like a band that does a podcast like that's like really big and known, it feels kind of like open space, you know? Not a lot of people are doing that, so.
Especially nobody, like, no band is as juvenile as us.
Yeah, as
besides arguably the rapper Juvenile.
Yeah, he's up there down there with us.
Yeah.
Most bands we meet, like, they make jokes and they land. Like on stage, like, they make self-defacing humor and like it gets a little laugh.
Yeah. I just go up there when there's a break in between songs, my heart jumps like 30 beats per minute and I just get super anxious. And I start to talk really quietly. I'm like, hey, guys.
Yeah,
what's
you
up?
Do.
We're French girls.
And there's all these, like, standard things that you could say.
Yeah.
You know, like, stock, you know, there's our merch, this is our website, but...
No, but what if they judge me, you know?
Yeah. You're getting better. You're getting
better. Yeah, I've gotten a lot better.
We just did that show, that last Wednesday show. We did some slick in between stuff. I broke that string, you know?
Yeah.
And instead of like panicking like we probably would have done a year ago, you guys just started the song without me.
Just kicked up the jams right
away.
Yeah,
you kicked up the jams.
You know, you got with that closer, the closing song, especially when we do like Long Ride Home to close, you know, you got to let it breathe. It's like an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And,
true.
If you have to break a string to let that breathe, then sometimes you gotta break a string.
Yeah. Well, let's do introductions.
Hey, let's do one.
Because I don't know who listens to this and doesn't know who we are already, but if they have the fucking nerve to do that, I mean...
Let's light them up with our names.
Yeah, light them up with introductions.
Callan, light them up.
I'm Callan.
That's him.
Boom. Lit. I'm Charlie.
Cody.
You're Cody.
That's me.
Yeah. All right, and we're all in the same band called French Girls.
Bound to take over the world.
That's right.
Get real buff.
Our 4 months off were eventful, I'd say.
Yeah.
We have not been podcasting, but we have been playing music.
Yeah, which is, I mean, less important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've been feeling that.
No.
No.
But, we're kind of in the middle of writing a new record.
Mm-hmm.
We're throwing around names for the record. Cody and I came up with the name Down to the Big Mouths, and it's as ambiguous as our other titles.
Yeah,
I'm really digging it.
Have you heard that? Have we pitched that to you yet?
Yeah, you guys pitched it.
I think we were making fun of Aerosmith in the car.
Yeah,
and
we said, well, the conversation was that Cody was saying that Aerosmith was essentially just the 80s version of the Rolling Stones, and I was like,
well, I was saying that like people know that Aerosmith ripped off the Rolling Stones,
yeah,
but it isn't to the point where it's like, come on, ripped off the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Like they ripped off everything, and then you're like, yeah, dude, right down to the Big Mouths.
Yeah, and boom.
Boom.
Right down to the big mouth.
Oh, I thought you guys were
down
saying...
Down to the big mouth.
See, yeah. I wasn't sure what you guys were saying this whole time. It was like a mouth or a mounds.
Yeah, you got to say it. We're going to make it all one word.
Yeah.
Like in French right girl style.
The... Yeah.
It just slur it all together.
That sounds good. It sounds like a Talking Heads album.
There yeah. you go. Yeah. Yeah, stop making sense.
And I was thinking like, you know, our political fans would be like, yeah, down to the big mouths, like it's a tyrant or something, and they could get behind that, you know?
Sounds, yeah. Sounds slightly dirty.
Yeah. It's sexual.
Is that a Vice special, down to the...
Down to the big mouths. Yeah. It's about Libya.
Yeah, it'll just make our band just that much dirtier if you Google us.
Yeah,
we could just keep rolling with the cynical irony, you know?
Yeah.
After French girls, might as well keep it going.
Well, we have two albums in the can with names that don't make sense or pertain to the music, so let's just keep that rolling.
And I did, like, I thought it was the best business decision to drop the band name from two words to one word. To further confuse people.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, people need to know that we're not girls. It's apparently not clear by the picture on our website.
I mean, either we're blowing up in the Middle East, or we got a whole bunch of fake accounts liking our Facebook page, which I like to believe the former.
That seems to be the big problem with Facebook. It does not seem to be like a good medium to get your band out there. Maybe other people are having better experiences, but. Is it new with the fake accounts? Like, is that something that other people have been complaining about?
Because
that didn't happen to us early in the band, and now it's like we're just getting, like Charlie said, either we're blowing up in the Middle East, which would be cool. Don't think that's really happening. I think it's fake accounts.
You never, don't rule it out.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's been around for a while, but it's probably just hitting us bad now.
Yeah.
Because, you know? I mean, like, even like a year ago, big companies were acknowledging it and like pulling stuff off of Facebook. So.
Seems like a dumb rule. I guess we've been doing our Instagram more. You can follow us there, everybody.
Oh yeah, we've been doing Instagram. Dude, Instagram is a shit. Like, you just take a picture of like you and your friends hanging out. I'm explaining this 5 years after the fact like a jackass. You guys know how this works. But something like Facebook, when you post as a page, something like 20% of your audience actually gets the message.
Yeah.
So like, these fake accounts are fucking us.
How does Instagram and Twitter work? Is it everybody sees
it? I'm pretty sure it's everyone, because I might be totally wrong, but the feeds in both those seem a lot more hectic than Facebook. Yeah. Facebook is like a lot more refined for your like personal.
Yeah, and somewhere in for some reason, it's more convenient to post more content via like Twitter and Instagram than Facebook.
Yeah.
It just seems like Facebook just seems like a hassle.
Yeah. Over it.
Yeah. What else have we been doing? We've been writing an album. We're like 5 songs in, kind of.
Yeah. The writing's come along awesome.
Yeah.
It's not like super, like we don't have we're not like Metallica where we're throwing around like 200 ideas right now.
Yeah.
But like the 5 or 6 ideas we have are like really cool. Yeah. I'm stoked about the new ideas.
That song you sent me when I was up in Tahoe, that's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm pretty excited about some of the stuff on this. It's just it's more of a, I think it's more of a successor to Superstar Destroyer. Which, I mean, we'll start doing heavier, like, Table Manners-inspired stuff, but...
Well, it's nice to get that angst out with Table Manners.
Yeah, we really had to get that one out of our system, I feel like. Make, like, a really just loud all the way through album.
It's frustrating for a while.
Yeah.
Pissed off.
Yeah. It's kind of some rough shows.
Rough shows, shitty people, you know.
And, like, it didn't matter what kind of music it was, they just wanted to shit on you. So at least with Table Manners, they could shit on you while you're rocking.
Yeah.
Rocking pretty hard.
Yeah, the way we're going now is cool though. We bought this sweet Roland synthesizer recently.
Yeah.
JP-8000.
Yeah, it's sweet. You can make space sounds for days.
Space sounds.
Expect us to abuse the shit out of that.
Down to the big mouths. Down to the space sounds.
Yes.
Do we get that show lined up for next month?
Oh yeah, we're playing. We're making our first visit to Walnut Creek next month on the 20th at Red House, and it's our good friends Ironheart. Dude, those dudes have seriously referred us to like a lot of places. Yeah. Nobody's ever done that for us in our whole career, which is sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played with them at the Phoenix last month. Yeah. They ripped it up. Those guys are really good.
Yeah. That whole show was good.
That was a good show.
It was a great
show. Yeah, we've had some good ones lately.
I like the Phoenix.
Yeah, the Phoenix is treating us as good as ever.
Yeah.
Played at the Milk Bar.
Yeah.
Played there again. That was sweet. That was a good show.
It was good.
It felt good.
Feels like we're finally making some headway in SF.
I think so. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. And I'm digging the way we're loading in and loading out now. Because that's like usually the most stressful part.
Yeah.
And now it's just like we got everyone just brings the shit as close to the door as they can or to the car as they can. And Callan's like the foreman for like jigsaw puzzling everything in there. And we just load that shit up and fucking take off.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's super smooth.
Yeah.
Are we going to, do you think we'll have the synthesizer at the show next month?
Probably not.
Probably not.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. That thing's like, I thought it was just going to be like, yeah, you just turn it on, pick the sound you want, and start going.
Yeah.
It's like, when you put that many possibilities into the amount of like sounds you can play with, it's just like, it's hard to just choose any one sound. So,
You had to watch like a 2-hour YouTube video before you could start, seem like.
Yeah, but it's been cool. I've been learning a lot on it.
It'll be a cool sound to introduce in the new album.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little more psychedelic.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, Scottish?
Irish-Scottish.
A little more psychedelic.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's all do bad accents.
A little loopy.
I don't even
drinking try. One of our sponsors, Heineken.
Oh, yeah. So. Our sponsors tonight are Heineken and Shitty Tables.
We're not.
Oh, cheers.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
So
I forgot about our cheers.
I wanted to put a little message out just for anybody listening. If anybody knows any artists, any kind of graphic artists, anybody that just draws cool stuff, we're looking for t-shirt designs, you know, maybe album covers potentially. I don't know. Just people that just like cool art and kind of have a sense of what our sound is like and maybe can get some stuff to kind of fit us.
Yeah.
And also no like pictures of French girls.
Yeah, nothing literal.
Yeah.
Hopefully if you have enough taste to not go that route.
You know, that'd be cool.
Yeah. But really, we need some cool pictures.
But yeah, we'll take anything.
You guys have any ideas for the album at all? Cover?
No, I don't
that
even.
That stuff is so
that's
hard.
A rough one.
That's the hardest part,
names,
I think, of music.
Album cover?
Trying to get the whole art part of the album together is so hard, and it really makes or breaks your whole album.
Like, seems to be a big theme with musicians today compared to like musicians like, I don't know, you know, 70s or something. Just like, seems like there's a time where you could just be a drummer or just be a guitarist now, but now like there's no labels to help you with anything. It's like you have to pretty much be artists and promoters and bookers. You have to do everything, and there's kind of, you know, pros and cons there.
Yeah, but you're ultimately better for it.
Yeah,
like,
if
you come out, you know, successful in it, you're going to be better for it. But fuck, is it so much
Well, sometimes
harder.
You hit a wall. It's like we're musicians and we can make the songs pretty easy, but we can't really make the art come out. So that's why we're asking you friendly people to throw us a...
Hit us up.
There's a bone. Art bone.
We'll sing you a song, too.
We'll sing you a song. Be some snapping.
That
maybe,
was a cool...
Maybe a Calatonic song. Who knows?
Ooh, maybe. Calatonics might come out of retirement.
Maybe.
It's been a while. We need a new Calatonics video.
He only comes out when he's really needed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When society needs it.
That was a cool thing about Mark's podcast, doing... checking in with Mark Nelson. It's on... What's it called? Spreaker. It's a sweet
podcast. It's
on
iTunes too.
He interviews a whole bunch of people from the SF music scene. Does a great job, like super organized. He does a thing at the end of his podcast where you play like an acoustic song, and we've never played an acoustic.
Weirdly, we've never played an acoustic song together live.
So that was interesting. We ended up picking Medicated Youth. It's at the end of our episode, so go check it out.
Yeah, hopefully we could have some more of that in the future. Maybe get like a... That made me want to do a whole acoustic set, you know, like an unplugged type of thing.
It's weird. It's a way more like... at the risk of sounding like a douchey artist, like it's way more of like a empowering kind of thing. Like when you could
to strip everything away and still offend it. Mm-hmm.
When you're not hiding behind like a giant shit ton of amps and like loud drums, it was cool. I felt really good about it after we got done playing it.
Yeah, it's funny. Just kind of put the mics right up to us, DIY style, and it's like time to go.
Yeah,
it was cool. It was fun.
It's a cool, a new level of musicianship too, to where we can just kind of strip it down and play totally different versions.
Well, it's kind of still like, work. Like what it's kind of like more of a testament to the songs. You know, you're not hiding behind any effects or the riffs. It's just you strip it down to if it can hold up. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Feels good. It'd be nice to put together some acoustic shows, like full shows.
Yeah,
it'd
be cool.
We've been talking about that for a while. Yeah. It's just a matter of sitting down and like doing all that shit.
Well, it just seems like it opens a lot more doors. I mean, that's like twice the amount of gigs you can play. And I saw a video, you were watching something recently, and it was the guys from Death From Above playing an acoustic set.
Whoa.
And I was like,
mandolin and acoustic. I gotta check
that out. If those guys can take their songs and do acoustic, because that's what my concern was, is that our songs are just kind of loud and bashy.
Yeah.
But they were doing acoustic songs. It sounds sweet.
Yeah, you
know? That's awesome.
Yeah.
They sounded
and he
great.
Chose guitar instead of percussion? Like, no.
Yeah, it was acoustic guitar, and Jesse was playing a mandolin.
Nice. Yeah. Did he have his mandolin plugged into two amps distorted?
No, but the mandolin was oddly a great choice. Like, with his whole demeanor. Well? Like, you know, the whole, like, Rickenbacker, curvy, Led Zeppelin look thing? Yeah. Uh-huh. The mandolin was a perfect addition.
That's pretty cool.
Mandolin's a sweet instrument.
That's cool.
That's a sweet band.
Isn't it? It is a sweet band. You saw them, like, this year.
I saw them at the Independent, I think, last year.
I'm kicking myself for missing that one.
Dude, that was an amazing show. That was
the Fillmore,
the Independent.
Independent.
That venue, I can't say enough good things about it. That's like my dream venue in San Francisco.
Right on.
That's such a cool place, and the sound is always great, and the crowd is just fucking amazing every time. Yeah.
Yeah, they did that album just like 10 years after their first album. I don't know if people expected it to be any good, but I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it was kick ass.
Was right that up there with their first one? The new Death From Above. Yeah. Pretty new.
Like was that their tour? Their first tour from coming back with that new album?
Oh, with that new album.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't the first time they come back and toured. Like they did Coachella a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah, but I remember that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think you were inspired by them a lot, like kind of in the beginning of the band. I was listening to some of our old songs, and I was listening to Faint of Heart, and it kind of hit me at like it never before, but then I was like, oh man, that was like, I could see that being an influence at the time in a cool way.
I hadn't heard Death From Above for like...
Oh, you hadn't heard them at that point?
No. I'd heard of Sebastian Granger... like years before, because he was doing, I was like producing like EDM shit.
Didn't you listen to Mastercraft too?
Yeah, Mastercraft.
Yeah.
And Data did like a cool couple songs with Sebastian, and I liked his voice a lot. And then I found out he was they're both in like Death From Above, and I checked out that album. And that album just was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing's pretty cool. I exercise to that.
Yeah. I was going to say, when I used to be into like BMX, is when I used to listen to Death From
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They make me want to go back to Canada really bad for some reason.
Yeah. Canada was sweet. I want to go back there.
Yeah.
Yep. Didn't get into South by Southwest.
Nope.
That was a bummer. Third year in a row. I don't know.
Did you play for North by Northeast?
We did.
Did we get in?
They don't Dude, last year they emailed us in late, I want to say early May, and we were supposed to be there in June.
Oh, wow.
And, like, they gave us no notice, but we were, at the time, we just financially we couldn't take do it. It was a... But this year, I hope we get in, and I hope we could do it. It's just, I wish they will give us, like, more of breathing room to get shit together.
Yeah, well, we're going to be recording and stuff soon, too, though. We got a lot on our plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that South by Southwest thing, I felt like a little bit of progress, at least personally, because, like, last year when we found out we didn't get in, we all, like, went to the bar, kind of got down on ourselves. Yeah. I was like, this year is just kind of, like, brushed it off, you know?
Yeah, well, it's because I felt like last year we were more coasting on the idea that, like, we had done enough to, like, get in.
Yeah.
And when that hit us, that was like, oh, fuck. But, like, this year, we're like, okay, well, let's put out an EP. Let's do all this shit. We did all this stuff and then didn't get in again. And we're like, well, it's probably just too big right now, I think.
Well, we did the same thing with Bottle Rock. Both Bottle Rock and South by Southwest, like, we applied, what, 2-3 years ago to both of them. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the last 2 or 3 years we didn't get in, and it just got bigger and bigger every year we didn't get in.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck. Yeah. Now it's like, difficult.
Yeah. Well, joke's on them.
Yep. Gonna be mega superstars someday.
Yep. They're gonna be. Where are they gonna be?
Yeah. Some big festival, whatever.
Probably huge still.
Yeah. But I kind of like this whole starting from the bottom, now we're here kind of thing. I like going to San Francisco, doing these shows and being really fucking tired and driving back and then like the whole next day sucking.
Yeah, it's nice to say you put the work in.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, it's worth it for that.
It's rewarding.
We're at that point where we're like, I think all the delusions are gone, and it's like we're still working really hard, and it's cool, you know? Nobody seems, you know, turned away from the idea yet.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're getting good shows, meeting cool bands, and writing good music as always.
Yeah, we're just getting to the point where a lot of the other bands we play with are starting to give us more of a chance, too, which is cool.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know what it was, because I always thought we kind of acted the same way throughout our career. But
I think
I could understand if we're like a little, if we were a little much.
Yeah.
I think we were young, I think, was a big part of it.
And it's like, I don't know, we weren't like... We've gotten a lot better too. We weren't that good 3 years ago, you know? Like somebody that we played with in SF recently said this, and it was like a good compliment. He was like, "You guys don't sound like the Strokes anymore."
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And that could be taken the wrong way, but I know what he meant. And it was like, we got to cop to it a little bit. There's a point where we sounded a lot like the Strokes, or that we sounded a lot like whoever we were listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's just something that it happens when you're, you know.
Yeah, it seems like people have been noticing that, and that's cool.
Yeah, and I think when we first got into the San Francisco scene, like, at least two of us were under 21.
Yeah,
and that was hard. A huge thing. They had to, like, wait outside for every show we did down there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Randy used to, he'd have to show up, like, we'd be in the bar drinking for, like, 3 hours, having a ball, you know?
Yeah.
He'd have to come in, like, half an hour before we started.
Yeah.
What was, whose podcast did you guys just do?
Mark Nelson.
Mark, didn't he mention something about his band being under 21, too, when he first started playing around there? And that being, like, an issue? I thought he did on the podcast.
They started when they were really young, so really I imagine. Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a kick-ass band, the Electric Shepherd.
Yeah, we played with them at the Phoenix, too. They tore it up. That guy's got the coolest bass rig.
Yeah, dude.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Yeah.
They're all so good.
Shreds.
That was a cool time. I love playing at the Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. It's like the first venue that doesn't feel
very bar-ish. You know, it actually feels like a music venue.
It feels like an event.
Yeah.
Like when you do something there.
Get on the marquee, your name on the marquee.
Yeah.
That's
next
cool.
time we play there, we should think about catering that thing. It'll be really fun. Just fully make it a party. You know?
Yeah. Like what?
Carnitas going.
Like get what Aaron was saying.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Burlesque dancers.
Some burlesque dancers.
I would, let's do another call out to any burlesque dancers out there. Fire dancers, gypsy dancers, skateboarders.
Fire dancers.
Fire gypsy skateboarders.
There we go.
All of it.
Yeah. Just put on a show.
Yeah. It's weird. We were talking to somebody. I think it was Tom from the Ironheart. He was saying that like the Sonoma scene just needs more events. Like not just shows, but like events. We need people doing like memorable stuff, memorable, you know, parties.
Yeah. Well, that the San Francisco art show we played at, that was like a full event, art, like professional music. Yeah. The Sonoma County art thing we played, you guys remember playing at Arlene Francis?
They do.
Yeah.
It was like just like a half-assed two-channel PA, and we were kind of set up on a deck outside, you know, and that was like it just inappropriate for music and stuff.
Those homeless people out back were digging it.
They were fighting.
They dug it.
Yeah.
They're fighting during the set.
Yeah. Causing a riot.
Bike.
You guys need a beer? That's what this podcast needs. I'm gonna go grab.
I'll take.
Grab me one. Yeah.
You want like eight of them?
No.
Hell yeah, man! You know I'm down.
No. Not drinking this week.
Oh man.
But yeah, if we could put together like an event where a good thing about the SF art show was it brought together other medians. So there was a whole bunch of people there just to see the different stuff that was there, you know, where instead of trying to get like 100 music fans, you know, you could get 20 music fans, 20 art fans, you know, 20 dance fans.
I think that event itself was so scattered. I was surprised they pulled it off as well as they did.
Yeah.
That's like such a big undertaking to have all those acts and like on a Wednesday night keep people still kind of interested.
Yeah.
That was
It definitely wasn't the best event for music. But they had the right idea.
Yeah. And we need more people like doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's not all tied to companies and stuff. We just need more people in the scene doing that.
Yeah.
For people listening, Charlie's double fisting his beers. Right
double now. Fisting.
True you rock and roll front man.
You know how I do. I'm putting on this beer belly.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been like so concerned about my health, but like in a way that's like I'm not willing to do anything about it. Just like who said this? I feel it's like Louis C.K. who's saying that like they just become fascinated with the evolution of their body. Like, oh wow, that's a new fold I haven't seen before.
Yeah, you just need a montage, man.
Yeah,
just go the other way with it.
Yeah, just you know, need to start fucking training UFC again. And
We don't live in Willits, so nobody will make fun of you anymore.
Oh man,
you can do whatever you want outside of that town.
That was the best.
Yeah. Hey, Callan, I wanted to say congratulations about becoming an uncle pretty soon, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I'm excited.
So awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah,
I actually just saw Victoria on a Sunday, and her husband plays music, too. So,
yeah, that's
you know, I'm definitely excited about getting the little guy into it.
Oh,
so.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And it's a boy, too.
Uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
That probably makes it just a little bit easier for
Thank
you to,
God,
like...
God, am I right? Yeah. Need another woman.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can show him all the cool stuff. You'd be a cool uncle, man.
Yeah, it'll be cool. And I've jammed with, you know, her... I think they're... Maybe they're not married, but her boyfriend or whatever, we've jammed together. He's a really cool guy, you know?
Yeah, well, I wish the best for him.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Yeah,
it's trippy. It's like that stuff just kind of happens
as you grow up. Which is, actually, I wasn't into music at all when I was a little kid. You know, so I'm interested to see how fast.
Yeah.
You know, because Victoria, my sister, she doesn't play music at all, But she's super musically inclined, probably more musically inclined than I am.
She plays the shit out of piano.
Yeah. And she, like, my dad plays guitar, and she picked it up way before I did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's really good. She has the natural, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did they pick a name yet or anything?
Yeah. I can't remember the whole name, but I know the first name is Liam.
Liam?
Yeah, and the last name is Lovejoy. So Liam Lovejoy.
Oh, alliteration.
Liam something.
Liam Lionel.
It's Liam something Lovejoy.
That's cool.
So she's
Sounds like Liam Oliver.
Like a Brit pop frontman.
Yeah. Liam Oliver Lovejoy.
Yeah.
Dude, LOL as is.
You know that kid's going to be so hip.
Yeah.
He's going to be with the
He's going to need happening. Some fedoras for sure.
Little baby fedora.
Yeah. Get him into cool music. Like, I don't listen to The Replacements, but I feel like Liam should.
Yeah. I feel like he's that kind of kid already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fusion jazz.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm not sure what his dad listens to. I've talked to him about music, and he likes the band, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
He's, like, totally into the band, but I don't know what he personally listens to.
But is he into the band because he's, like... He has to be into the band.
Yeah, well, when I first met him, I intimidated him into being into the band.
Sure. Pushed him up against the wall, like choking him, going, "You like my fucking band? Are you dead?"
I pinned him up against the wall and stuck an earbud in his ear.
Yeah.
I was like, "Listen."
Yeah, that's cool.
That's how you get fans.
Yeah, I was just reading this bio I wrote for the band, and like...
Is it old one or new one?
It was newer, but like I was in a weird mood when I wrote it. So I wrote it in like the Sons of Anarchy monologue voice and was like, "We have a loyal fan base that have strong-armed our success by any means. French girls can't be considered anything besides a experience of power."
Yes, wow, and it's like, tough,
oh, man, we're not that at all.
That's one habit.
I was fired up, though. I must have been listening to fucking Eminem.
We've slipped into accidentally making our image a little too tough. And then we have to back out. Like, we made those business cards one time with the girl with, like, the gas mask.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a little too...
And, like, we thought we were cool and could pull that off, and then we looked at it, and we were like, eh.
Yeah, you can't... When you take yourself seriously in your image, it just bites you in the ass.
Oh, yeah, like those... I feel like that's so dated, like, just band shots where they're looking so tough every shot, you know? Like, serious looking into the camera. Yeah. I laugh at that.
I'm gonna sing you all these songs about my fucking feelings.
Yeah. We did that shoot recently. And it was nice because I think all we know how to do is
the
just...
The photo shoot
recently. Yeah. And all we know how to do is just kind of be ourselves. What if by shoot I meant like that murder that we did? Yeah. Like all of our
photos... We're not talking about that.
All of our photos, we look just super casual. I like that, you know. I think our image more or less is a lack of image, which...
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, none of us are trying to do something that's not us. So.
Yeah.
And this is the conundrum, too, because it's like you got to balance that while still having an image.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can't...
Need something to
you
market.
Gotta you got to do it tastefully. And if you don't do it tastefully, you're fucked.
People throw around the term branding.
Yeah.
And then my stomach gets upset.
Well, people don't take you serious either, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of a trade-off, too, because the bands that do seem to be into that quote-unquote branding, like, it does seem to pay off pretty well for them.
Yeah.
Well, so it's playing like, poppy shitty music, but I'm not going to play poppy shitty music, you know?
But at the same time, some of those bands take off, you know? I'm not saying I want to do that, but they take off, and you understand where some of the frustration comes from, where we're in the same place. And
I always feel like I got to meet them halfway on some stuff.
Yeah,
like,
that totally. You don't want to be too.
If I had it entirely my way, my whole image would be like guy who like just kind of hangs out in his Muay Thai shorts all day and like like picks up a guitar and puts on socks,
eating cereal in the afternoon,
does like live webcasts with a guitar. That's... But you gotta go play shows and you gotta be a professional musician.
You gotta talk to people in nicer clothes than you. Feel like a child.
So it's all just a matter of meeting people halfway.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Halfway home, Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Well, that felt pretty good. That felt pretty long. I don't know. Yeah. What do you guys think? Yeah. I feel like we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
I feel like we're back. Back in the saddle, Bon Jovi.
We'll get not some Bon Jovi. People in here, too. And some band people. Yeah. Have them hang out, talk about dicks and farts and big balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to start doing these more.
Yeah, we need to, I think.
Yeah. Get some guests, like you said. Do a couple more with just us. Get Teron and Randy in here. See what those guys are up to.
Yeah, they're always nutty. Dude, my boy Randy, next time he's on, I want you guys to start the hashtag Randy's Voices and just start blowing it up. Because my man Randy does crazy voices. And if he's on the podcast, dude, you got to ask him about his voices. Yeah,
his Jeff Goldblum is hilarious.
Yeah. Good. Just gonna hate that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think let's just sign off.
Let's do it.
We're playing Red House in Walnut Creek on the 20th, March 20th, with Ironheart. Tickets are available on our site, or soon available on our site. We're recording an album up in Arcata probably next month. What else we got?
Check us out on Instagram to keep updated with the recording process, too. We're going to be documenting that the whole time.
We're going to do Shelby's radio show March 7th, too. I can't, off K-Sun. The top of my head. Is it K-Sun?
K-Sun, Sonoma State's online radio station. Ooh. K-Sun.
There it is. We'll have some new songs for you by then.
Ooh.
Yeah. We will.
I'm going to go ahead and say definitely we'll have new songs.
There it is.
Pressure's on, boys.
Yep.
Yeah, all it's right. Going to be a good time. Go to our website, www.frenchgirlsmusic.com, and buy some t-shirts. Somebody just bought one today. I got so excited.
That was cool.
This has been Charlie Fultz,
Callum Gillespie,
Cody Page,
and we're French Girls, and this has been In the Meantime.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.